This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Well, folks, if you don't get irradiated at the airport or if you don't become sterile due to vaccines like for HPV, AOC, as she's known, Ocasio-Cortez says, you should have no more children because the weather's changing. Ty Bollinger, help us out here.
Well, look, anytime that she opens her mouth, it's kind of risky. And this is absurd. We shouldn't have children because it's not responsible because of man-made climate change. Okay, number one, not everyone agrees that man's influencing the climate to that extent. A lot of scientists disagree, so that's not even a given. But even if it were, you shouldn't have kids because of climate change? How insane. I was watching the hearings today with Cohen, and mm-hmm. she had a little, you know, printed out speech that she read, trying to bring to light that Trump may have devalued some of his properties to get lower tax bills. And so that was all she read. But I mean, literally, as she was going, I was just waiting for her to say something stupid that would hit the Twitter or the different social media accounts, because every time. I'm not going to call her a lady because she's not a lady. Every time mm-hmm. this female opens her mouth, it's like you're not really sure what's going to come out or something just totally insane or asinine is going to come between her lips. So anyway, today she did well. She didn't say anything that they're tweeting about right now. So I guess that's a plus for her.
All right. Well, you know, I was thinking about the concept of procreation throughout history. If weather change were something that we had to be concerned about, there would be no humans on Earth today because, yeah. You know, Ocasio, of course, says, don't have babies, weather's changing, climate change. I'm looking at the things that are really going to prevent babies from being made, and I mentioned a couple of them. You know, ionizing radiation exposure, HPV vaccination.
How about the vaccines?
Yeah.
How about that? How about GMO foods? Mm-hmm. GMOs in Russia have been linked to sterility by the third generation in the hamsters. How about that? Why don't we worry about that? I mean, those yeah. are real threats.
Right. And if any of you think that we're making this up about Ocasio-Cortez, because, oh, she's just an easy target, and Ty and Rob are just trying to make fun. You know, this is a woman. She says stuff, and I don't know. Is she 29? Is she 30 yet? I mean, she could use a little bit more real-life experience on these topics, but... Bernie Sanders is also a socialist at the age of 70-something, so maybe age isn't going to solve this thing. But give a listen to AOC talking about not having kids.
Our planet is going to be a disaster if we don't turn the ship around. And so it's basically like there's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question. You know, should... Is it okay to still have children?
You know, the problem is Cortez's life has been so relatively without difficulty. Now, again, I'm not going to judge her to the detail. I haven't grown up with her. I don't know. But in reality, most kids today in America, in the West, have it very easy. You don't have to go out and hunt for food. You don't have to grow your own food. Your parents can go to the grocery store, bring something back. So most people don't know hunger. And you know, talk about difficulty. You know, We have softened up on our children that they're waking up as young adults like Ocasio-Cortez to be these just snowflakes about the world. And you know, to make these claims that we should no longer have kids, you know, TMB, I don't know. I'm trying not to be hard on her because she's young, she's naive, I don't know. Maybe I should be a little rougher on her.
You should be rougher on her. She deserves it. But, you know, one of the things that she said in that statement is there's a scientific consensus. And it's disingenuous because that's a lie. There's not a scientific consensus that global warming or climate change or whatever they're trying to call it now is man-made. There's anything but a consensus. So to use that as the foundation, that's your premise. That's a philosophical, a logical flaw in her argument. And so that's what's so irritating, is that it's not that she just says stupid stuff, you know, and that she doesn't know the three branches of government or whatever. It's just she probably doesn't know. You know, she probably doesn't even understand that there is actually not a scientific consensus. She probably's been told that, and so that's what she's regurgitating. But there's not, and so the whole premise is built on a lie.
You know what? And I'll see her scientific consensus that is not real, and raise it by saying, even if there were scientific consensus, let's say there were 51%, or even 60%, or even 99% of the scientific community that agreed, yep, it's global warming, or yep, it's climate change. Consensus is not how science is done. I know that people come to agreement, they go, yeah, but every time you come to consensus, something else is discovered that blows up the consensus. And we could go back to Copernicus. We could go back to Semmelweis. We could go, you know, we could go to a guy like Peter Duisberg, in a modern context, Professor Duisberg, who is the lone scientist, the youngest member ever elected to the National Academy of Sciences, who said HIV cannot cause AIDS. It's not the cause of AIDS. And it's like, but consensus says, what is it, 95% of scientists say, it's HIV, right? He's right, and everyone else is wrong. The point is, consensus is not how science is really done.
Well, yeah, and there was a scientific consensus hundreds of years ago that the Earth was the center of the universe. It was called the geocentric universe theory. Now we have a heliocentric universe theory, which shows that the sun is actually the center. There was a consensus, but the consensus was wrong. There was a consensus for many years for hundreds of years, that the Earth was flat. Well, it's not. No matter what the flat earthers say, you know, we took off from Japan, and we flew and we flew and we flew and we hit the United States. And if we kept going, we would have crossed Europe, we would have crossed Asia, we'd landed back in Japan, going the same direction. It ain't flat. So consensus is wrong.
Yeah,
a lot of times.
Yeah, it is. It is, and that's the point here. Some people are arguing that AOC is vaccine injured, and many of her generation. Millennials are vaccine injured. Now, not all of them have been injured into the autism spectrum, but they have been altered. Their physiology has been altered due to heavy metal contamination. Everybody metabolizes it and methylates it differently. And, you know, one person with mercury toxicity could be in a wheelchair. Another could be functioning physically fine but have mental or emotional aberrations. So these are very real things that, of course, consensus among the official scientific community says, well, mercury in a vaccine doesn't cause the things you say it does. Even Fauci says, well, it doesn't really cause it. There's no evidence to show it. So consensus, folks, is a dangerous thing to go with.
Read the don't worry about consensus. Just read the MSDS, the material data, safety data sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the MSDS for aluminum, for tamoxifen, other ingredients in vaccines, it tells you what they do. And some of the things they do are cause cancer in lab rats. Some of them cause cancer in humans. Some of them cause autism. Some of them cause brain damage. Some of them cause gut dysbiosis. These are not just hypotheticals. They're on the MSDS for ingredients that are in vaccines. So it's not a consensus there. You know, it's just on the material safety data sheet that is. You can go out and you can find it online. You can read about these ingredients that are in vaccines. It's not a hypothetical. It's real.
You know what I would say about the millennials having children? Obviously, from our experience as older parents who have woken up to the reality of the dangers of modern medicine, the dangers of vaccines, that, you know, we've chosen to raise our children differently than we were raised. And I would look at also that I think it's going to be imperative that these kids know how to grow food in the future. I mean, now I want them to grow food. Obviously, I like to grow food. But, I mean, to be able to do that, should there be any type of a crisis that occurs, because throughout the history of planet Earth, read the Bible, there are crises that occur. You better figure out how to survive in those, because government ain't going to be delivering food to your door. And you ain't going to be able to get, you know, there are times where that happens, and I think that's where we've gone soft in many ways. We're so disconnected from the natural world.
Yeah, I think you're right, Robert. And I think that it's a skill that we should be worried about, that we should be learning, is, you know, producing a little bit of food on your own. Because, turkeys don't grow at Walmart, even though that's what the elementary school kids think. You know, when they survey the kids, where the Thanksgiving turkeys come from? Well, Walmart, right? They must grow at Walmart. People don't know how to grow their own food. People are not able to be self-sustaining any longer.
And if you grew up in, well, I don't know if she grew up in the Bronx or Brooklyn or where she's from, Long Island or something, but, man, with that density of population, if the grocery stores go bare, you don't want to be there. And that's another thing about thinking about these things, not because we're doom and gloomers like AOC says the world's going to end in 10 years. Well, if that's the case, what's the point of cutting back on anything, right? It doesn't matter. But, of course, the world's not going to end in 10 years. It's going to go on. But what do you do in the meantime? How do you live your life in the meantime? Do you argue that we need to get more stronger centralized government to basically steal all of the resources of the people and then dole out a little bit back and then make them basically virtual slaves to government? Is that what you think is a good way to go for the final 10 years of existence, Ocasio-Cortez? Or do we maximize freedom and allow for the creativity and the imaginative innovations that could occur to, you know, modify the way we're living, to be maybe a little bit more in balance with nature, which I'm not arguing against.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess we could spend the whole first segment talking about her. But, I mean, she believes that being a billionaire is immoral. I mean, she was quoted as saying that it's immoral. The billionaire should not exist in our society. Even though they look at the billionaires that actually contribute to the Democratic Party, I guess that's okay when you get Oprah contributing. That's okay to have certain billionaires. Bill Gates, certain billionaires are okay. But the majority of the billionaires are immoral, because we shouldn't have billionaires, because there's just too much of a disparity in wealth.
Yeah. Well, I think we would all be better off to end the Fed or the monopoly on money that the Fed has, and then you would allow freedom in determining how you want to pay for things, how you want to receive payment and compensation for things. And you would eliminate a lot of the things we would say are not really all that great that have occurred since they've been able to pawn off the debt, the ability to spend future money today, and then you leave that for your kids and grandkids. And, of course, under AOC's guidance and Bernie Sanders, the debt's bad enough as it is. It would be through the roof in no time, and collapse happens immediately. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go, not just economic. We're going to talk about cancer complications in an allopathic world next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee. At GCN Life yourlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
On each week at this time, we have Ty Bollinger from The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines, The Truth About Pet Cancer, and coming soon, The Truth About, I don't know, they're calling it something different this time. TMB, you've got to remind everybody what to be looking for, because soon it will be revealed.
Well, first of all, I just want to let you know that Rosanna's daddy had a car she loved to drive.
Okay.
The first line from Shaken, man. You got the best bumper music. I love it.
I know. That's Super Don doing his thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. She stole the keys one night and took it for a ride. Anyway, we've got Truth About Cancer presents Eastern Medicine Journey Through Asia. 7 countries in 7 days. Coming out April 3rd, man. It's going to be great.
It's coming up. We'll let you all know when to plug in and how to plug in and all that. So stay tuned with us and go sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com as well. Now, here's a story about cancer complications. You've written about The Truth About Cancer, Cancer Step Outside the Box. This is not new, but this article is interesting because it's on NPR, and it talks not about the treatment being confusing, but after the treatment. They're talking confusing bills, maddening errors, endless phone calls. I mean, you want to talk about a bankrupt system, a system that will bankrupt you. How is this good for anybody that's come through a devastating oncological treatment that could kill you? You survive that. Now you're having to deal with, what did they charge me for this?
Well, it says that cancer patients are 2.65 times more likely to file bankruptcy than those without cancer. So, you know, people think that, oh, well, because you're, you know, in the United States and you have good insurance that you can cover cancer if you go conventional. That's not necessarily true. There's a lot of out-of-pocket costs, and there's a lot of costs in the conventional treatments that are not covered. And so it does bankrupt a lot of people. It was interesting, you know, remember last week we were talking a little bit about homeopathy
mm-hmm.
and the doctors in India. And there was one doctor in India I tell you, man, he kind of reminded me of somebody like Del Bigtree or somebody that just isn't afraid to say, just speak the truth. Mm-hmm. And he said, you watch out for the over-aggressive oncologist, because he said in India, just like in the United States, they will give you chemotherapy until they kill you from chemotherapy, and they will not stop until you're dead. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Man, preach it, you know, tell the truth.
It's so universal.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, you know, the same thing happens in India that does here. You know, here oncologists are able to, they receive I call it a kickback, but they receive a reimbursement for a certain percentage of the cost of chemotherapy. So, and then they can also mark it up because they can buy it wholesale. So they can make a lot of money, and that's kind of what Dr. Kari Fatah did in Detroit, that they got him, you know, $93 million before he got caught, and now he's doing 45 years in jail for it, prison. But, you know, they can do the same thing in India. They've got loopholes that oncologists can get around and still be, quote, reimbursed for part of the cost of the chemotherapy that they prescribe. And what it really is just legal kickbacks. But, you know, the same thing's going on in India that's going on here with monetary incentive to prescribe and over-prescribe chemotherapy.
Mm. Well, how is it that they can charge? This is your accountant hat. How is it they can charge these exorbitant bankruptcy-level fees? I mean, there's obviously an answer to that. I talk about it all the time, the reason they can. But, you know, why is it that they can get away with these outrageous sums for these treatments?
Well, the reason they get away with the outrageous sums is because they're prescribing drugs, right? And the drugs, they've been patented, and they've got, you know, they've got 20 years on the patent or whatever, and they've got a markup on it. They've run through the channels, and by the time it gets to the end consumer, it's been marked up thousands of percent over the cost. And that's the nature of prescription drugs. And it's interesting, you look at, you know, vincristine, vinblastine, those are both chemotherapy drugs that are extremely expensive, but they both come from the periwinkle flower. and in Singapore and in Malaysia and in Philippines too, interview doctors that are using periwinkle to treat cancer. And you can just go pick it, and they make it into a tea, and they're using it effectively on cancer patients. Cost pennies per glass, if that.
So the thought is, though,
vinblastine or vincristine version,
yeah,
thousands or tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, the thought is, from our friends on the left and socialists, is like, if we could just centralize it and make it, you know, available for everybody, the price will go down. No, it won't. It's expensive because it exists in a monopoly. There is no competition from the periwinkle plant in America. Because you can't sell it as a treatment for cancer. And if you do, you will be, I mean, they will be all over you in 24 hours or less, even though it took them over 10 years to find Osama bin Laden. Because you're much more dangerous to the cancer industry that our government protects. Economic monopoly.
Yeah. Osama was on a kidney dialysis machine in those caves.
Right, of course. That's how he survived all those years to be found in an apartment in Pakistan watching TV. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, folks. Official stories. They're there to protect the officials. Take a break. We're going to be back with Ty Bollinger. Those of you watching on YouTube, we're going to be chatting through the break. And go to robertscottbell.com. Links up to the truth about cancer and everything.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is getting ready to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the second time in Hanoi, Vietnam. Texas Republican Congressman and former Navy SEAL Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News he's cautiously optimistic about the way things have been going.
We've gone through this with the North Koreans many, many times. We have two new leaders who are actually willing to talk and sit down and discuss the future. We've seen historic talks between the North and the South on their own.
President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen was testifying on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan sums up his testimony.
I mean, this guy's so delusional. He actually said he started the Trump presidential campaign in 2011 when he created some website. And he's also arguing with the Southern District of New York attorneys. He said he never even wanted a job in the White House when the Southern District of New York attorneys said he definitely wanted a job in the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
All right, here we go again. TMB, Ty Bollinger with us. Super D making it sound good. We got Eric on the board. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. And, of course, YouTube while we can as well. And Brighteon, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for archives. And GCN Live, we have a big transition announcement starting. The Monday through Friday shows are going to be on earlier in the week, early in the day, I shall say, starting mid-March. We'll get all the announcements together very soon. We're working behind the scenes on all of that, me and Super D. So very exciting things happening here, and we're going to upgrade our video interface as well and reach so many more people. We're glad and grateful for you and grateful for my brother, Ty Bollinger, TMB. All right, TMB,
we have to. I know we don't like to talk about Bill Gates, William Gates. I was joking about, I think the latest guy who wants to take us to space is Jeff Bezos. He says he wants to put a trillion people in space. And I said, only if Bill Gates is one of the first to have to go up there will I support that effort. Because I've just enough already. You talk about billionaires that are deranged Looney Tunes. Bill Gates is one of them. His price of entry into the globalist elite world order, money for vaccines, billions that he threw into vaccines with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations. Now he's attacking people who are called anti-vaxxers, who by and large are all ex-vaxxers. They vaccinated and they found out the reason why they shouldn't have, and now they're anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, isn't it, Robert, that almost everyone that's a, quote, anti-vaxxer now used to be a pro-vaxxer, and now they're anti-vaxxer because someone that they love got hurt by the vaccine. So, to me, that sounds like those are people that are actually logical people. They realize that the science isn't settled about vaccines, and that vaccines actually do cause harm, and they've decided that, that the risk is not enough to justify, or the benefit's not enough to justify the risk.
Right.
Too risky for them. So that's the thing that's ironic to me, is that these, you know, people are anti-vaxxers thrown around as a pejorative term now, and to criticize people and to make fun of them and call them names. But the reality is most of those people, the only reason that they're opposed to vaccines, or they want more research on vaccines, or they want them safer, or whatever their position is that someone that they dearly love got hurt.
You know, I saw a little mini video of someone who's like very big pro-vaccinator, a young lady, right? And she was on this little video she recorded, or maybe did a Facebook Live on it, I'm not sure, said, you know what, I didn't know this, right? What we just stated is that I thought all the anti-vaxxers were always anti-vaxxers and they were, you know, free riding on everybody, you know, because of how they like to spin it. Like, anti-vaxxers are just, they're able to do this because they're coasting on all the people who are vaccinated. It's like, no, those people were actually vaccinated, and many of their kids were, and as we said, they're ex-vaxxers. So how does that change when suddenly all the PR, all the promos against so-called anti-vaxxers, you're suddenly confronted with the fact that they were once just like you or me or any of us who might have been one point in our life pro-vaccine and had an event that occurred to our family, to ourselves, or to our loved ones or friends that said, you know what, I'm going to rethink this. And so that makes it very difficult for them to get away with this anti-vaxxer label and smear campaign once you wake up. So it was a wake-up call for me to realize, my gosh, I hadn't even considered that the PR was working on people to such a degree that they had no earthly idea that so-called anti-vaxxers are ex-vaxxers.
Yeah, and that's the reality. And to me, you know, it would be irresponsible for those. It would be irresponsible for parents not to change their position once they've seen that there was a correlation between the vaccine and the damage to their child. Doesn't mean that it necessarily caused it in every instance, but correlation, as Nico LaHood said, correlation may not equate to causation, but it should always result in investigation.
That's right.
And you know, as a district attorney for Bexar County down in Texas, that's his whole thing, is that, look, if the child's injured, you know, if the child's vaccinated and within a day regresses or within a week big changes happen, you don't know for sure that it was a vaccine. But he said, as a district attorney, look, I've got pretty good probable cause that it was a vaccine. You see somebody running out of a house with blood on their hands and there's somebody dead in the house, you don't know for sure that they killed him. But you should pretty much go after them and detain them and question them, right?
The pro-vaccine cultists would say, nothing to see here, move along. Oh, what about the blood on that guy's hands? He just came out of that house where that guy's dead. Oh, no, there's no relation to that. Just, you know, so there's not even an investigation. So that's the irrationality of the so-called pro-vaccine side here, that they would not consider the possibility that any of these vaccines could be linked.
But it's worse than that, though, Robert. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you shouldn't look at vaccines, even though the bloody hands and the whole, you get the picture.
Yeah.
But if you do look at vaccines, you're an anti-science quack. You know, it's even worse. It's insulting.
You're against finding the real culprit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I know. It's just crazy. By the way, the headline reads from Business Insider, Bill Gates warning to anti-vaxxers, people in rich countries will die because they aren't getting measles shots. I'm like, well, I thought you're against rich white people. Oh, wait, Bill Gates is a rich white person. Maybe he's a little worried.
Man, some of the illogic that comes out, how are rich people going to die? And your people in rich countries because they're not getting measles shots. Number one, measles is not normally deadly. And that's there's so many lies that are put out by the pro-vax side that it's kind of hard to fight them all at once. You know, if it was just one lie, it's a little easier. But, you know, when you have one sentence and there's 10 different lies in the sentence, it's kind of hard to know where to start. But number one, people aren't dying from measles. Mm-hmm. It's very, very rare that they die from measles, just like the flu. Even though the statistics are that flu kills, you know, 36,000 or however many thousand a year, but we all know that the reason that is because they lump it in with pneumonia. No, is it pneumonia they lump in the flu with?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a similar technique here, because when you look at the people who have died from measles in the last whatever years, and they're very few, it's always due to the complications of it. Just like they say, it wasn't really flu, it was the complications of flu. Then they talk pneumonia, secondary issues. And, of course, I think there was a recent death reported, but it was a woman who was severely immunocompromised on many medications for many different ailments she had suffered from, which tells you that, you know, if you are immunocompromised, you're in trouble. And then they say, well, that's the reason we want all of y'all to get vaccinated for those immunocompromised individuals. But let's neglect, not look at the fact that it seems like the vast majority of measles cases or outbreaks are happening in vaccinated populations, partly due to viral shedding. Where is the question that should be asked about the immune response following measles vaccination? Does it actually strengthen immunity, or in the quest for the artificial induction of an antibody to a measles, you know, not the wild strain, but the measles shot strain, are you actually better off? Are you actually stronger? And now we're finding out that those who had vaccines earlier in life are not protected as adults. So what's the point? I guess there's no point.
No point. No.
Did we lose Ty?
We must have.
Eric, see if you can track down Ty Bollinger again.
There he is.
I was waxing eloquent, except that I had muted my microphone.
You were muted.
Oh, you muted your mic. Super Don does that sometimes, too.
I said, Robert, you're just making way too much sense here. Logic alert. Logic alert.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're not allowed to be logical.
Gotta start calling names now, because you're making way too much sense.
Yeah, what do we do if we use logic against those who use irrational ad hominem attacks? Like Super Don on that little interchange I did with a so-called Skep Duck that claimed Darla, you know, and we asked about the question on Twitter, you know, why is CNN so obsessed with Darla Shine, right? And there was that comment last night that came in that says, well, because she wants to kill babies. I'm like, that is so far beyond, I mean, that's crazy town stuff. Right? It's like, where do you get that from? So I was compelled by my inner voice to say, you need to engage this dude. And a few tweets later, he ran off and didn't show up, even though he says, you're probably going to block me. I didn't block him. I engaged him and made him look at what he was doing, and apparently he wasn't running on all cylinders, according to Super Don's Skep Duck level of excellence.
That's funny. Level of excellence. I love it. Well, you know, the bottom line is, the on the other side, they say, they will tell you until they're blue in the face that they want to debate, but then they never will debate. They don't want to debate, because the debating shows how bankrupt their position is when it comes to vaccines. Because look, no matter what your position is on anything, whether it's vaccines, whether it's cancer treatments, whether it's diabetes, whether it's HIV/AIDS, whatever it is, if you're not willing to debate someone on the other side, then you either don't know what you believe well enough, or you know what you believe and you know that it's weak. But either way, you shouldn't be believing it. So the reality is, any time that somebody backs off from a debate about pretty much anything, you should be worried about the fact that, or you should wonder whether they really believe it or whether they know that their position is weaker than they anticipate.
When they start yelling and screaming at you and calling your names and cussing at you, you know you've won. Usually you can disengage at that point, not engage anymore, because it's a waste of your time and energy. But for whatever reason, last night I engaged. It was fine. It was a brief thing. And there you go. I'm not encouraging people to do that. I don't want to waste your precious energy. Now, adults vaccinated as kids may not be protected against the measles. Now, this is a big story, and it's listed at WIBW. So this is a mainstream news story where they're acknowledging the failure of immunity. In terms of, it doesn't impart permanent immunity like a naturally acquired measles infection does. So what's the next thing? Well, they'll keep adding booster shots. They'll say, now you need more than two, you need three, you need four, you need five. How many is too many? Well, when you're dead, we'll let you know, right? I mean, how far does it go with this thing? And, of course, the whole idea of herd immunity is ridiculous because we've never had 95, 96% vaccinated against measles because who in their adult years are getting booster shots? Very few. So it's been argued that it may be as low as 60% or less total. So-called herd immunity can't come from that because they say it's 95 or 96%.
Well, look, again, we've got issues with the language here in this article because we talk about immunity, right? Immunity, by definition, should be forever. There's not really any such thing as a short-term immunity. You're either immune or you're not. And if you're immune by being exposed naturally to the measles when you're a kid, you're immune for your life, right? That's what immunity is. But now you've got to have these boosters because the immunizations, as they call them, are really not immunizations at all.
No.
They're vaccinations, but they're not immunizations. And so they don't produce immunity. And
right.
So you've got to keep getting more and more of them because now, as this article is saying, adults that are vaccinated as kids aren't really necessarily protected when they're adults. So
right.
Again, right. If you coin the language, you win the argument. And vaccination is not immunization.
Well said. Well said, TMB. And folks, once again, and Officer Hayes commented on this. I just saw this. You don't die of the measles. You don't die of the flu. You die of the allopathic suppression of symptoms that kills your liver and detoxification organs.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, where do you get your news? One of the calls we got, and eventually we'll play some of these calls, Super Don. They're amazing. Like, you know, we're asking people why they listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And one of the ladies that called had said, you know, I don't listen to the leftist media, but I even stopped watching Fox News. Now I just pretty much listen or watch the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you know, that could be daunting and intimidating, but no, I feel good about that because I think you're getting an empowering message. We are covering important stories and giving you perspectives on it, and you can link to find out what you want to do and not be programmed by those who are told what to tell you. We've got free will here. We've got free agency, and TMB is not scripted, believe it or not, not scripted at all when he comes on this show.
But, you know, you can pretty much tell that because of all the stuttering and the you know, irrational answers.
Right. Now, yeah, exactly. It's totally rational, of course, especially when it comes to math answers. But the idea is that new media is on the rise. The kind of ratings or millions of people that used to be watching the evening news. I mean, you're talking about fractions of those audiences from years past when there were like three networks and then Sesame Street. So where are people gravitating to? Now it's problematic for the consensus powers that be. They don't want you being exposed. That's why that congressional hearing when they were interviewing Fauci and that CDC lady was all about, hey, can we get them to say the problem is social media? People are not vaccinating, so we can shut down, clamp down. We'll have a legitimate means by which we can say, this is not really freedom of speech. You are harming. You are a threat to public health. And people are going, you know what? You start trying to censor something, I want to know more about it. And that's where we are. We're given the information they're not going to hear anywhere else.
Well, you know, there's not many places they're going to hear it. They've certainly been hearing it here for years, haven't they? It's hard to believe that. We're in our seventh year, aren't we here?
Yes, yeah.
This show.
20 years in broadcast radio, seventh or eighth year now with TMB cranking it up, going outside the box, and all of our other casts of characters that come around once in a while. And yeah. We're still here. There's a reason. People are wanting, they're hungry for information, and I know that that's the feedback we're getting. And if we could give more, they'd want more. So we're going to keep on going.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Ain't no stopping us now.
So, what is this, Super Don, this headline, what does this mean? that 60% say sources pay for stories. What is that context? Because we haven't been paid for stories. Well, who's been paying for what stories?
Well, people think, and I don't think that they're completely off base here,
mm-hmm.
that the media is being used, right,
mm-hmm.
By other people in order to get certain stories out in a certain way. And so what they're implying here is that, let's say Joe Blow has some kind of an agenda or some reason as to why he wants a particular news story to get out there, that there may be some kind, it may not be cash, there might be some other way of doing this here, but that, you know, that more or less, it's almost, yeah, it's almost like a, like one of those PR, you know, websites where people can put press releases out or something, right?
Sure. Well, we do know that a lot of press releases are parading as news, and that's mostly coming from the pharmaceutical industry, though not exclusively. And TMB, you know this, that the, you know, the evening news, the 24-hour news network, sometimes 40, 50, 60% of their ads in any given show come from Big Pharma. What do you expect they're going to be promoting?
Well, of course they're going to. Yeah, they're going to. They're not going to upset their advertisers, and so those commercial spots aren't cheap. And it's only the U.S. and New Zealand that allows that direct to consumer advertising for pharmaceuticals now. Anyway, not in any in no countries in Europe, no countries in Asia, no countries other than us in New Zealand advertise direct to consumer for drugs. And so now it's interesting. You have this phenomenon now in the United States that United States patients are going to the doctors and telling the doctors what drugs they need because they've seen them on an ad on TV, which is totally bizarre.
Well, indeed. I think that it's not that everybody's woke. I think that what was the hashtag this week we learned from Tanner's dad, Tim? Vax woke or something, Superdon?
I don't remember. I'll have to look that up.
All right. So, yeah, there's some hashtags about that. But, you know, people think they're all so woke up. But, you know, specific to the vaccine issue, are they really? If they're playing a consensus game and believing the authoritarians within the CDC and other areas like NIH, they're sadly being, well, they're being lied to. Or at least sins of omission. But we're not leaving that out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TMB, my brother. Remember, coming up in April, early April, the Asian tour is going to be revealed. A lot of secrets to healing we don't hear about here in the West are going to be revealed. TMB, tell them what they need to know because I guess it's time. We got to go.
And remember that the power to heal is yours.
You said it so well.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.